On November the 12th, one of the most inspirational lady organists lost her battle against a condition that is all too prevalent in this day and age. That lady was Chiesuna Moto, and this special programme will be devoted to her music with contributions from some close friends in the organ world. So join us now on a sentimental journey. Sentimental Journey, taken from one of Chiesuna Moto's earliest recordings, one of many that she made in her early days in the UK as a demonstrator for the Yamaha company at Milton Keynes. It would be in the mid-80s when I first met this charming musician, and I remember it not only for the performance that she gave, but because I was very lucky to be comparing the show that night at the Pontins Organ Festival in Morecambe. I'd heard that she'd settled down in England, got married, and had recently had a son, and so, in all innocence, I inquired as to how he was, to which she replied, "He's a little bugger," a reply that had the audience in stitches. The following year, at the same venue and event, I chose to remind her of her reply some 12 months earlier, and without blinking an eyelid, she said, "And now he's a bigger bugger."
Thank you.
Unforgettable, taken from her CD Night and Day. But what of the journey to the world of organ music that had one commentator describing her as the Vanessa May of the organ and keyboard world, someone who brings with it a breath of fresh air? Originally from Matsuyama in the south of Japan, Chiyo began by learning the piano at the age of 3, and from there progressing at the age of 9 to the local Yamaha Music School to learn the art of organ playing. During her time at St. Katharina's University, where she studied opera singing, piano and classical organ, she became one of the youngest people to pass Yamaha's top exam. Twice, she was finalist in the Yamaha Electone Organ Festival, which in turn led to offers of work from Yamaha as an overseas demonstrator with contracts to 2 of Japan's major television stations, where she composed and performed for a variety of shows. Thank you. Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18, the first movement by Rachmaninoff. Not bad for someone who possessed film star looks and an angelic voice, who, would you believe, was employed by one Japanese television station to sing the weather forecast. Well, we've all got to start somewhere. Earlier, I commented on her sense of humour, and Ian Griffin was also a recipient, and tells the story of when he did the late-night bar spot at an organ festival because Chio was having a night off, having had a little bit too much to drink. Anyway, she decided to sit alongside Ian on the keyboard bench, telling saucy jokes in his ear as he was trying to entertain. The audience was in hysterics because Chio had a really wicked and comical sense of humour, especially when having a drink or two. And as we all know, Chio often played up to the fact that she didn't understand English literature that well, and numerous are the incidents where she thanked the audience for clapping, not that she pronounced the word as written. But as Ian says, she was very crafty and knew exactly what was what, which added to her quirkiness. He also recalls the time when she commented on his eyebrows and, putting on a serious face, said, "Ah, your eyebrows are so unusual." And then quickly adding, "They remind me of the big ugly mosquitoes we have in Japan." Some memories there by organist Ian Griffin, who closes his email by adding, "The music world has lost a charming, lovely, very talented artist with a beautiful velvet sweet singing voice, and Chio will be so dearly missed."
Smoky loose, I watch the plane go by, the children running home, beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and you are in my eyes to share that happy years. I turn my head away helpless ears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. Turn my head away I should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see October go.
A beautiful composition there by Barry Manilow and Johnny Mercer, titled When October Goes. Someone who had cause to remember October, but for very deep and mixed emotions, was my long-standing broadcasting friend Ian Wolstenholme.
The electronic organ world has had its fair share of personalities, and I seem to remember that during the mid-80s, the arguments of same old faces could often be heard, just in the same way as that criticism is still levelled today. Of course, if you really dug deep enough, there were plenty of players who chose not to enter into the limelight, and then, like now, deserved a break. It was around that time that Yamaha, in its wisdom, decided to export some of its amazing Japanese talent. And perhaps most memorable of all were Masashi Max Takano and Chiho Sonomoto. Let's be honest, there was no internet or social media to springboard this pair into the UK organ marketplace. Just a few posters, and if you were privileged to attend one of the long-forgotten Morecambe organ festivals, the promise of something revolutionary waiting in the wings. I was lucky enough to be watching from the bar area, standing amidst some of the keyboard musicians who really didn't need to be watching a couple of Japanese imports with me. But watch, we did. And as I sipped my neat lemonade, well, after all, I was only a mere boy broadcaster back then, the sight and sound of sheer technical wizardry and musical prowess, which is born from being sat on a music bench from the age of 3, was something to behold. A few weeks ago, sipping now on a Diet Coke, well, the hard stuff finally got to me, once again I witnessed an unexpected reunion of these two musical masters. This was at the Oktoberfest weekend in Huntingdon, and though I've been to many weekends and festivals, this atmosphere was the closest feeling to the good old days that I'd felt for some time. Max Takano was one of the headline performers, but this time there was no Chiho on stage alongside him. Instead, supported by her husband John, Chiho watched from the back of the hall, hanging onto every note. When the concert was over and the audience hubbub faded, the two were once again reunited in the imperfect harmony pose, just as they had been 3 decades earlier. It was bound to be the case that many people were aware of Chiho's failing health, but, hand on heart, I've never seen so many of her friends, acquaintances and colleagues gather round to be part of what was to be a final curtain call for this wonderful artist, with, as someone once noted on one of her prolific catalogue of recordings, the voice of an angel and film star looks. We often used to joke about how Chiho managed to develop a Geordie accent, but the truth is that she loved the British audiences and lifestyle so much that she settled over here and gave enthusiasts countless opportunities up to very recently to hear her musicianship and entertainment in clubs and societies nationwide. Chiho Sonomoto was never a same old face and leaves yet another void in our musical world. Yasuraka ni Nemuru. Rest in peace, Chiho.
A tune there that kind of sums up Chiyo Tsunemoto so perfectly. It was by Henry Mancini and called Sunflower. No programme of this kind would be complete without one person who worked so closely with her over many, many years, and that is Glyn Madden, who recalled the 20 years of charity Christmas concerts that he staged at his local town of Drumfield. This is what he wrote. Chiyo joined me for many of those shows, and we invited other guests to take part too. She never asked for any reward for her skill and or her time, and I've known her to work at these concerts with a level of dedication that was really out of proportion to the size of the show. She'd learn whole pieces and duets with other visiting participants, rehearsing only occasionally by phone and producing then a note-perfect performance that would only ever be used one time in a village hall. We all love Chiyo so much, and there's a big empty feeling at the moment. I've also been very close to John Smith since we were teenagers, and my heart goes out to him just now. He adored Chiyo, and he's been an absolute star during her illness. If sheer willpower and loving attention could have kept her alive, she'd be here now. Glyn carries on by saying, Chiyo was determined to keep playing for as long as possible, and John enabled her to do this, right up to just 3 weeks before she died. Once on stage, she would come alive for the couple of hours she was performing, and many people would never have guessed that she was so poorly. One of these tracks that we featured at concert at Drumfield was I'll Be Home for Christmas, played on piano vocals by Chiyo and instrumental accompaniment on keyboard by me. The first time we played it together was at the night of the performance.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road there, I plump miss you. always have some snow and look to me so tall and reddened round a tree. Christmas Eve is gonna find me with a
fitting that lovely performance is, and it was taken from the Yamaha promotional CD titled Home for Christmas. And once again, my thanks to Glyn for his contribution to this special show. Two other people who wished to pay their respects were Howard Beaumont and his wife Eileen. This is what they wrote. Chio left us all too soon. She was one of the finest players and lovable personalities. I first met her back in Bradford in 1987, doing a UK tour with Max Takana, at the time playing Yamaha Clavinova. Years later, I shared the stage with her at Bedworth Civic Hall. She was full of fun and was a joy to watch, playing astounding arrangements with ease. Chio was also a great teacher of electronic organ, and many of her pupils have benefited greatly from her guidance. We will miss the happy times all of us shared with her and send our thoughts and prayers to John and family. Keith Beckingham too emailed me and he says, "It seemed only yesterday when I was chatting to Chio when she came along to a theatre organ concert I was giving in the Northeast. I still cannot come to terms with this sad news and send my deepest sympathies to John. Chio was a superb musician and a warm personality. She will be sadly missed by us all." was 1986 when Chio settled in the Northeast, and from that home base she went on to tour and perform in over 42 countries. As well as performing, Chio also had a number of pupils, teaching them both piano and organ, being qualified to do so as the only female in Europe to hold Yamaha top exam passes in piano, organ and music fundamentals. Not surprising, then, that she was often called upon to judge international music competitions. At the last count, she'd released more than 10 CDs, 9 cassettes, and a video with her good friend Max Takano, not to mention music books for Yamaha and several software discs. Talking of which, this is a track from one of them.
Thank you.
The famous Rhapsody in Blue, and thrilling inclusions such as that were the show-stopping arrangements that audiences in such prestigious venues as the Bridgewater Hall Manchester, Edinburgh Festival, Beck's Theatre London, Fairfield Hall at Croydon, and even the Blackpool Tower, that had audiences captivated at her keyboard virtuosity. In more recent times, she found strength, happiness and marriage with her long-time partner, organist John Smith, and together they made appearances at festivals and organ clubs up and down the country. What I believe may have been her last recording is one on which she is joined throughout by John as they perform a variety of contrasting numbers.
It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get thrilled, I never knew. Isn't it pity we never, ever met before? At last, it's like a dream, the two of us, perfect team. Isn't a pity we never, never met all the years we wasted. I was unable, you at city labels. What joy I'm tasted. My night a sour spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past. Let's both agree that I'm for you and you for me. Isn't it pity we never, never met? All the years we wasted fishing for salmon, losing at backgammon. What joy untasted. Colorado, you in Colorado. Happiest of a girl, I'm sure to be. It's only you, say to me. Isn't it a pity we've never met before? Never met before.
Beautiful song called Isn't It a Pity, and that was taken from her final CD titled And I Love Her. Now, when John and Chio sent me that CD, which, as I recall, was not that long ago, the one thing that stuck out was the choice of music on all the 20 tracks. When I listened to it, as I have done several times, there is a palpable feeling that is undeniably present throughout each of the individual and combined performances. Here are two people who are so much in love that they want to share that joy until, for one of them, it's time to go.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're my woman. I'm not a king, I'm a man, please take my hand. We'll make a space in the lives that we've planned. And here we'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here you'll stay until it's time for us to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. And don't ask forever. Just love me now. This love of mine has no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, still I'll stay until it's time for us to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. and here you'll stay until it's time for us to go. Don't ask why I stay, and don't ask how. And please don't ask forever, just love me. Just love me now. This love of mine has no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I will bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, still I'll stay until it's time for us to go. Yes, I'll stay until it's time for us to go. Yes, I've stayed, and now it's time for us to go.
My sincere thanks to everyone who has contributed to this special show. Chio was one of a kind, bubbly, charismatic and lovely lady. Her presence in the organ world will be missed for a very long time.